everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, here in the studio, live alongside Nancy Heck. We are taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Try that again. Go ahead, say it again.
Yeah, sounds better. There we are. Good
that
morning.
That button's starting to stick on.
Good morning.
Joe, what are we doing here on a sticky Saturday morning
here
in Central Florida?
I'm here to answer your questions, the things that might be on your mind regarding decisions that you have to make, personal financial decisions. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that. Wake up at 55 years old, look across the kitchen table at Loretta and say, Loretta, honey, you know, the kids are on their way out, and we got maybe 10 more years, and we hope to retire, and we've got this little 401k, and have Social Security. Are we going to be okay? And these are the decisions that we go through life and wake up and finding that we might not be prepared because they don't teach us this stuff in school. So Nancy and I are here to answer your questions, things that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, things you might be considering regarding your IRA or 401k or some real estate or stocks, bonds, and questions you might have about mutual funds and long-term health care and IRAs and annuities and life insurance. All that stuff that Nancy and I and the 11 other certified financial planners, a certified financial group, deal with day in and day out. We do financial planning for a fee, but on Saturday morning we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well. 21232. That is 21232. Just keep it to about 160 characters. That's all we can see on our screen. So we don't want to get your question cut off here. So again, 160 characters, 21232 is the text line, and the phone lines are open as always. All right, Nancy Heck is here today, certified planning professional, the Certified Financial Group. And it is July 7th, Nancy. The year is half over. So what are the five important financial must-dos here at the half-year point?
Well, one thing that we're all deep in the throes of right now, because the quarter just ended, is rebalancing portfolios. It's really important to take a look at what has happened to your allocation and based on your risk tolerance. You know, we saw a lot of gains last year. A lot of people saw that the equity portion of their portfolio has gotten a little bit out of whack. You know, I'm not adverse to selling gains. That's one way to keep them. So rebalancing is something that's very important. You want to look at your will. Does it need to be updated? Has there been some type of changes in your family dynamics or your assets that may beg that some changes be made in that avenue? You want to check your retirement accounts. And it's not just from the rebalancing, as I mentioned. A lot of times people are going to set it up and they're making contributions and may have accidentally checked that after-tax box as opposed to the pre-tax box. So you want to make sure that the dollars that you're contributing are going into the buckets that you want them to. Review your beneficiary designations. Have there been some life cycle changes? Have people passed away? Have people gotten married? Have people gotten divorced? Do you want your beneficiaries to be as they are? Maybe you want to change the allocations.
Who gets what?
As to, you know, who's getting and who's getting how much. And last but not least, especially this time of year, look at your insurances. And generally when we say that, people think about their life insurance, and you certainly want to check the amounts that you have and what your premiums are and who the beneficiaries are, but you want to look at your homeowners, you want to look at your auto insurance, and you want to make sure that you have the type of coverage that's necessary for the age of your house, the age of your car, the part of the country that you live in. So it's a lot of stuff to look at, but it's necessary because you don't want to have to deal with that whoops moment when an event occurs and you've not been up to date on these types of things.
Because if you haven't checked it before it happens and it happens, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no question. As always this time of year before we go on vacation, I'm always in the back of my mind going, all right, am I on the right track today? We spent a lot this year. Do I need to go back and relook at my finances? And I'm sure in retirement, there's no difference.
You got it.
No.
All right.
No.
All right. 844-220-0965 is the number to dial us up this morning. Michael in Merritt Island has done just that. Michael's going to lead us off. Michael, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. What's up?
Very helpful. I've got a few questions.
Let's hear them.
I got to pull over. Sorry, I got to call you back. I just got in an accident. Someone hit me.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, really?
Okay. Be careful.
Oh, goodness. Sorry. Okay.
That's the first time that's ever happened. Live accident.
Talking.
We could get them on the phone. We could have done a traffic alert.
Talking about checking your insurance. All right, be careful, drivers in Merritt Island.
Yes, I was going to say, please, ladies and gentlemen, please drive safely when you're...
Hands-free.
Hands-free, yes. Technology is amazing. Well, in that case, let's go over to Chip in Winter Park. Chip, good morning. How
are you? Chip.
Good morning. Yeah, I got a question on annuities. Where would you, if you, I want to look at an immediate annuity. I don't want to defer it and wait.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If I wanted an immediate annuity, how much can you expect to make interest rate on that? And then where do you go to buy it? You go to the insurance company directly or to a broker?
You can do both, Chip. You can do both. Here's the thing. You said, how much can you make on it? The thing that you need to understand with an immediate annuity, hopefully you understand this, is you are buying a stream of income. Okay? You're giving up the principal. You invest $100,000. You'll never see the $100,000 again in a lump sum, but you're buying a guaranteed stream of income for a period of time.
Okay.
And the amount that you'll get is a function of two things, how much you invest and how old you are, or how old you and maybe another beneficiary would be, because you could do it as a joint life annuity. Nancy, you want to add some of that?
Well, yes, I did. Okay. So as far as where to get it, Chip, people like us, for example, can go to a wholesaler, and they can give us a quote from many different companies. So we can see what the payout might be, what the interest rate might be. But so if you're working with a certified financial planner or your insurance agent, certainly could provide something like this for you. One thing that's nice to keep in mind is every payment that you get, part of it is going to be return of principal, and then only part of it will be taxable.
Okay. How is the risk with that? I mean, if the insurance company or the company that's paying you monthly, is that possible to just the insurance company to go belly up? I mean, I'm sure you got an AM Best, look at a top rate.
Right, right. And we have seen that in the past. I mean, years and years ago, there was a company that that had a lot of, I had a number of deferred and immediate annuities with, and they were picked up by another company. So all the contracts didn't really suffer because there was somebody else. But times are extremely different now, so I don't know that something like that could happen. But, yeah, you want to do your homework. There's a company called Weiss Research that does a lot of research and rating on insurance companies as well as AM Best.
But answer your question, as Nancy said, you want to look at the quality of the insurance company because they are the ones making the guarantees. The good news is in the state of Florida, we have what's called the Life Guarantee Act, which protects a certain amount of your principal. But generally, if a company goes under, the cash value or the policies are going to be assumed by the surviving companies, so you don't have a great amount of risk. In fact, but there are companies today, big companies today, that are laying off their pension plan and they're turning it over to insurance companies to provide that pension that the company or the pension was originally designed to do. They're just transferring their risk to insurance companies to manage that. This is not necessarily the greatest time to be buying an immediate annuity because interest rates are low. The amount that you're going to get is a function of what? Of three things. I said only two, but three things. Your age, the amount you invested, and the current interest rate environment. So the lower the interest rate environment, the lower your anticipated payout. But it's not a bad way to guarantee some income. You got to recognize that you're giving up the principal in exchange for the amount that you'll be getting.
And generally, you could do it over one or two lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Chip. Thanks for the call.
All right, if you want Chip's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Let's go to Randy in Orlando. Randy, good morning. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
Okay, fantastic. I'm a client of yours, and I have a question regarding life insurance.
Okay.
I'm 61 mm-hmm. years old, and right now I just have term life insurance. And as you know, the prices go up pretty quickly as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering what kind of route you would recommend going forward to probably, I'm guessing I shouldn't stay with term because it's so expensive and go to something else. So just wondered what you recommended.
Well, Randy, what is the term of your insurance? How often do the premiums renew? Do they renew annually, or is it like a...
I think so, because the prices go up once a year, so I'm presuming...
Annual renewable term.
Yeah, so you might want to look at, you know, just as a jumping-off place, maybe a 20 or 25-year term policy, and then you'll be locking into your premium rate for that time period and see if that might be affordable, and that could take you well into your 80s. And as
okay,
long as
so you recommend that, you recommend that as opposed to going to a different type.
Well, I'm a fan of you know, just paying for the straight insurance. If you're going to go for any type of permanence, then I would lean more towards a whole life type of policy, where the expenses are a little bit less. Getting into the variable universals and the indexes. There's a lot of bells and whistles which make it a lot more expensive. So I'm a fan of the longer term policies or standard whole life. Joe?
Randy, the first thing we want to look at is, do you really need more insurance, and if so, how much? So before we buy any more insurance, what you want to look at is what your need is. You may not need as much or may not need the insurance at all. Some people like to have insurance just kind of as a security blanket. And, you know, that's one issue, but that's more of an emotional issue than a financial issue. So I would look at how much insurance you need. And I would lean with exactly what Nancy said, is buy term insurance. It's the purest form of insurance. You can get a 20-year term at your age, and you lock it into your 80-some years old. And by then, you know, hopefully your estate needs are met, and you've accumulated some capital, so you don't have to worry about income or providing for somebody when you get to be 80 or 85 years old. So that's what I do,
Randy. Okay, I appreciate
that. That's the way to look at it. Give us a call.
All right, thank you.
All right, Randy,
appreciate
the call.
Thanks so much, Randy. If you want Randy's line, it's 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. We are 1 minute away from the three big things you need to know, but I'd want to give out the phone number to reach you during the week and the website and workshops, upcoming workshops you guys have at Certified Financial Group.
Yes, the upcoming workshops are, the next one is Healthcare Options in Retirement. That's Saturday, August 25th from 9 to 11. These are all hosted by Gary Abley. After that, we have Financial Basics, Life Strategies for Success, September 8th from 9 to 11. Then, Everything You Want to Know About Mutual Funds, Saturday, October 6th from 9 to 11. And lastly, Will Your Savings Last a Lifetime? And that's December 1st from 9 to 11. These are all hosted at our offices, 1111 Douglas Avenue. If you go to our website, financialgroup.com, you can make a reservation. And I suggest if any of these topics pique your interest that you do that, because they tend to fill up rather quickly.
So
it's financialgroup.com. Click on events. You can make your reservation right online. We'll secure your seat. We hold it in our large classroom there with state-of-the-art audio-visual equipment, and they'll provide some light refreshments, and you'll walk away with some information that I'm sure you could use.
All right, just like that. Again,
just
more
like
information. Certified Financial Group's website is financialgroup.com. All right, time to get the three big things you need to know. And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It is all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. Each and every weekend we give you the best experts in Central Florida live here on the radio. And this hour is no different. It is the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burke, and Nancy Hecht, certified planning professionals from the Certified Financial Group, taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. And Joe, just in case anybody may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about today?
Nancy and Herder. Nancy, let me back up.
I'll slap you so
you can
get reset.
I think it's the humidity getting frogs in everybody's throat.
All right, Nancy and I are here to take your questions. What's on your mind regarding your personal finances, things you might be thinking about regarding real estate, long-term health care, insurance, annuities, reverse mortgages, 401Ks, IRAs, all that more. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old and find out we've got a collection of financial accidents. So we're here to be your financial body shop, get out the Bondo, answer the questions that you might have, and get you back on the road.
People don't know what Bondo is.
Us older. Do you know what Bondo is?
I know what it looks like on a car, but
you know what's funny? We were watching American Pickers on the History Channel the other day, and they kept saying, "Oh man, this needs Bondo bad." And one of the hosts goes, "What's Bondo?" I said, "Oh, let me tell you what Bondo is. Joe Burt told me what it was." And so they started to use now they use Bondo on that show all the time, that term. So it's like, bring out the Bondo. Bondo needs to make a comeback.
When you're a kid, we had Bondo. Yeah.
All right. So what do our callers want to know?
Well, let's get back to our busy phone lines here. Let's first talk to Jeff in Orlando. Jeff, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
What's up?
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some questions about, I have a 401k, and I had one previously, and it got used up for life's issues, but I have one now, and I have about $55,000 in it, and I'm maxed out putting 17% in at this point, and with my employer's matching like 4%. What other options do I have that I could try and catch up? I'm 55. Where else could I put money for my retirement other than my 401k?
Well, depending on what your income is, you may also be able to make deductible IRA contributions or a Roth contribution and save that for your retirement.
Jeff, that 17%,
yes.
What does that translate to in terms of dollars every year you're putting into the plan?
Right now, probably $13,000 to $15,000.
All right, I got news for you. You can put it. And how old are you?
55. You can contribute out of your pocket, not the employer match, $24,000.
$24,500.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So you can increase what you're contributing to the 401k, payroll deducted, whole untaxed dollars. And that's going to allow you to save more, probably not make much of a dent in your spendable income because it's pre-tax dollars.
So the good news for you is you can crank it up another $7,500, Jeff.
Really?
Yeah. That's why you called, right?
Yep. The 401k deductible?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And mm-hmm. that's the benefit of being over age 50.
Okay.
All right.
That's great.
That's what
Thank you
need. Now, hey, well, Jeff, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about what your let's talk about what your 401k is invested in. How do you have that placed? What do you, kind of investment you have in? What are you using? Do you know off the top of your head?
It's with Fidelity Group.
I understand, but what are the you have in that plan? You have a lot of choices. What do you know? What your specific choices are? Go ahead, talk to me.
Not the exact ones, but partially in aggressive growth, and then partially in. You know, not so aggressive.
Not so aggressive. All right.
So you're more growth-based than you are income-based.
I'm sorry?
You have a lot more on the stock side than you do on the bond side? More?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Which, for someone who's 55 and potentially working 10 years or more, I happen to think that that's okay.
You may want to look at, Jeff, if you have what are called target date funds in your plan. Do you know what those are?
Yes.
Okay, that's maybe a little bit more conservative way to go. You're 10 years out from retirement. It's managed by Fidelity. You probably have Fidelity target date funds in your plan, which are good, which are geared to your retirement date. And as you approach that date, you become a little bit more conservative, so you don't wake up when you're 65 years old and find the bottom has fallen out. So it's a lot better than trying to pick individual funds. If you don't have any real help in doing that on your own, a target date fund may be a way for you to go.
But maybe not with allocation.
Pardon me?
Right. They are. They're targeted at like 2020 and 2025.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh. So look at maybe a 2030 fund in your, and as Nancy said, you may want to split it. You don't have to put it all in there, but that gives you a little bit more diversification and a little bit more kind of set it and forget it, and you don't have to worry about making decisions on a weekly, monthly, annual basis.
Right.
All right.
And above the 401k, mm-hmm. I could still contribute more to an IRA and a Roth?
An IRA or a Roth. You have to look at how much your income is versus depending on what the income levels are, and Joe's looking up real fast. You can make a deductible IRA contribution. If you cannot make a deductible IRA contribution, then the next best choice is a Roth.
Okay.
All right.
So. All right.
Okay.
Ready.
All
okay,
right.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Jeff, the fact that you're that worried is already a step ahead of most people that we call into the show.
That's true.
Yeah. 844-220-0965. If you would like Jeff's line, again, that's 844-220-0965. Linda in Oviedo is up next. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
What's up?
Good morning. If you have an annuity, let's say a 10-year annuity, and 8 years have been paid out and you pass away, what happens to the next 2 years? Do you get a lump sum check upon death to wherever the will says, or is something different, or do
no,
they quit paying, period?
No, no. Generally, it will pay out for the remainder of the 2 years on the same basis. If you're getting it monthly or annually, it won't be a lump sum.
Okay, even after the person passes?
That's correct. Yeah, it'll continue to be paid out on the same schedule that the first 8 years were paid out.
That means you have to keep the estate open then, right, for however many years?
Well, no, the payments will go to the beneficiary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, Linda, hang on. You said it's a 10-year annuity. There's also what's called a 10-year certain in life. And if it's a 10-year certain in life, that annuity will continue to pay beyond 10 years. It's guaranteed for a minimum of 10 years, but if you live for 20 years, it's going to continue to pay for as long as you live beyond the 10 years. So you want to look at the terms of that annuity. If it's a pure 10-year annuity, 10 years it stops. If it's 10 years certain in life, it's going to pay out for more than the 10 years if the annuitant is still living.
Okay, well, the death has already occurred,
That answers that.
Okay.
That answers that question.
Okay. So it'll go to the beneficiary.
You're welcome, Linda. Thanks for the call.
All right, and just quickly back to Jeff's question, the phase-out for your earnings, adjusted gross income. Mm-hmm. If Jeff is single and he makes between $63,000 and $73,000, part or all of a deductible IRA would be phased out, so that would beg going towards a Roth. Married filing joint, the phase out, it ranges from $101,000 to $121,000. And he can make a Roth contribution if, again, single, his income is, if it's below $120,000, and joint if it's below $189,000.
So you got more options. The first thing you do is do the 401k, get that pre-tax contribution, and go for it.
Yeah, by increasing the $7,000 a year, it's not going to reduce the spendable by that much.
Okay. Seems simple enough. All right, 844-220-0965, the number to dial us up. We got some text questions in here,
Joe. All right,
Joe,
let's hear them.
If a husband and wife made a will together and now one is deemed incompetent, how can the husband make revisions to the will?
Well, if they have done complete estate planning, then they should have durable power of attorneys on each other. The durable power of attorney allows you to work on someone else's behalf if they're deemed incompetent or can no longer speak for themselves. So that's how they can make the changes.
But by reading into this question, though, I'm wondering if you read this question, if a husband and wife made a will together and one is now deemed incompetent, how can the husband make revisions to the will? I think what he's asking here is, okay, she's incompetent. If I die, I would leave everything to her, and she's incompetent. What happens? So that's maybe the issue there, and you just have to make, you can change the will. Yeah. And the only thing that the will is going to affect are things that are in his name alone or her name alone.
Things that would be probated.
Yeah. So jointly held property is automatically going to go to the survivor. So he wants to, may want to look at that as well. So if the house is in joint names, or she's named as beneficiary on annuities or insurance contracts or IRAs or 401ks, you want to look at that. Because how those things are titled is going to override whatever the will says. Hmm. Some people think, I've got my will, I'm just going to go automatically to them. That's not the way it works.
It's the worst thing to have, that.
Yes.
But he may want to look into potentially naming somebody as a financial custodian for her.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay, that works too.
Yep.
All right, great question at 21232. We have another one here. What do you think about flexible index annuities? Thank you, Kim.
Not much.
Why is that?
Because I happen to think that they're very expensive. Trying to figure out exactly how going from point A to point B and what you're getting credited and what percentage of the growth or not growth you're going to get credited is very, very complex. And I think that the expenses and the surrender charges associated with them are crazy. That's just my own personal opinion. I am not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either, although there are some that are better than others. You want to be careful out there, and you want to be sure that somebody's looked at in detail. But if you've gone to one of these lunch or dinner seminars, or the ones that have these big upfront bonuses, that is the clue.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah.
Don't walk,
yeah,
run.
Yeah, a bonus means you're going to be tied to it for 15 years or more, generally.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's some great variable annuities that have short surrender periods, really nice investment choices, and more in place for the investor versus the agent.
Yep.
Okay. We got a couple of other text questions. We'll get to those in just a moment. We want to get back to our phone lines here. Talk to Joe in Palm Bay. Joe, you're on with the Certified Financial Group. Good morning.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Yeah, I'm 70. I turned 70 in February. And
Joe, 70 is the new 50, by the way, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. Go on.
Yeah, but I was wondering what the tax requirement is. They have to take so much out of your RIA after 70.
Right. So this year you have to, because you're going to be 70 and a half this year, so you have to take a required minimum distribution. What you do is you look at your 12/31/2017 balances on all of your qualified retirement accounts, and this year you'll have to pull out 3.65% of that 12/31/17 balance. And the percentage that you have to pull out increases a little bit every single year.
Now,
you have to take out a specific amount, and how you take it is totally up to you. You can do it in a lump sum. You can pay yourself monthly, quarterly. It really does not matter how you get the money. It's just a matter that you get the proper amount out before December 31st.
Joe, the good news.
Yeah, that's one of us. The thing is, I've been taking it out for, I guess, less than 6% of my interest.
Uh-huh.
Since 2010.
Okay, so you may already be pulling out more than what is required.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Okay.
So for our listeners, though, that are going to turn 70 and a half this year, Nancy's right. You should take it out by December 31st, but you get a break on your first year. You can defer that first year up until April 1st of the following year, but then you have to take two that following year. So depending on your tax situation, you may want to do that deferral. But it is 3.65% of the balance of whatever it was on December 31st is the amount. And that change, the percentage changes every year, as does the balance. So it has to be recalculated. There you go. Did I help you, Joe?
I suppose. Like I said, it's
Joe, let me tell you, if you have some questions on exactly how much you have to take out versus how much you've pulled out, you can either call or email me on Monday, and I can run a quick calculation for you. If you want to call our office, the phone number is 407-869-9800. And my email is Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, at financialgroup.com. If you email me, do not send any personal information. Just say, I called in on Saturday. I want to talk to you more about this. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, appreciate it, Joe, for the phone call. If you want Joe's line, it's 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow
today
for the Certified Financial Group. Right now, we pause to get the three big things you need to know.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
It is the final segment of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It is your last chance to get your question answered at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. All right, let's get to a text question here. What does my 80-year-old mother need to do to protect her assets before she may have to go into a nursing home?
See an elder care attorney. That's the best thing you can do, because they will guide you through that process, and you want to do it right. It's not do-it-yourself time. Don't listen to your neighbors. Don't read Money Magazine. Don't just go see an elder care attorney. We have one that works through our office. If you want more information, give Nancy or me a call on Monday, and we'll direct you to somebody who's a specialist in this. You can reach us at 407-869-9800. 9800 or go to our website, financialgroup.com, and click on estate planning information, and you'll find the information right there.
And lightning round continues. 72-year-old still paying on a $350,000 term policy with yearly premium of $6,000. Have a chronic neurological disease. Should I continue with this policy or dump it?
Well, not dump it. There are companies that will buy out life insurance, including term insurance. What they look at is the age of the person, the health of the person, what the premiums are, what the death benefit is, and make an offer. So, and we can also get quotes for you on this type of stuff if you would like to contact us.
But just this $350,000 policy, you have to pay into that policy over 50 years to pay $350,000. That policy is going to, as we say, mature. And if you can at least afford to pay it, I would pay it. Because you're going to get your beneficiaries are going to get $350,000. You can make that $6,000 payment. But Nancy's right. If you can't pay it anymore, then there are companies that will buy that policy from you.
Okay. Well, we were going to go to Bobby on line one, but Bobby just hung up. Bobby,
hi,
what
Bobby.
Are you doing? What are you doing? Now we can't get to you. Now we don't have time for a call back. Oh, that's frustrating. But if Bobby wants to call you on Monday, what's the best number to do that?
407-869-9800, or our website is financialgroup.com. You can go on there and just ask a question, or if they want to ask a question directly of one of the CFPs, they can go on our little tab and email us.
And there's more information about our upcoming workshops to be scheduled in the fall, hosted primarily by Gary Abley, CFP, CPA. The first one coming up, I think, is
August 25th.
That's the Health Options in Retirement.
Correct.
That's the one. That one fills up very, very fast. Gary is a specialist in Medicare and all those choices you have to make when you turn 65. Your mailbox overflows with information and often gets to be confusing. He sorts it out. He's not going to try to sell you anything. It's just to give you good information. Why do we do this stuff, folks? We do it for two reasons. Number one, so you don't become a financial casualty, because there's more and more out there. And secondly, to introduce you to what we do at Certified Financial Group, how we do financial planning for a fee, how we work with our clients, helping them solve their financial questions and dilemmas, and hopefully guide you toward a safe and healthy retirement. So if you have any questions about what we do and how we do it, you can find that at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com, and we'll be glad to see you soon.
Just
how's
like that.
How's that for a wrap?
No, it's great.
Not bad,
if you just want to get a hometown, local group
independent.
You said it.
Independent.
Largest independent. In Central Florida.
Right.
The Certified Financial Group is there. How do I get to your office? We don't want to give out the address.
Our address is,
1111
Douglas Avenue, Altamont Springs, 32714.
Put 1111 Douglas Avenue in your iPhone GPS there, and follow the directions. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Money. We have been planning tomorrow.
Today.
Right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Time for the latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall next.
Man, I know she could fly. She's my little dude. Yeah.
This is News 96.5
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
10 o'clock at News 96.5 WDBO. We're going to monitor Hurricane Beryl. It's losing a bit of...